Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly in for the afternoon show today. I'll be in for Joe DeCamera on the morning show the rest of the week. Broads will be in the afternoon show the rest of the week. Congratulations once again to Broads and his wife welcoming their second daughter a few days ago. So Broads getting some much-needed day off. That's always a rough first shift coming back right after having the baby. That's a lot going on at home. So I'm feeling for Broads right now.
If anybody is still going to have the same energy, it's going to be Broads.
Yeah, Broads will find a way to conjure up the energy there. But congratulations to them. Broads will be in the rest of the week. I'll be in for the morning show. For Joe DeCamera the rest of the week, the rest of the morning show there. So it should be a fun time. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Talking a lot of Eagles today with training camp getting underway next week and asking the question, are you more concerned about the offense or defense going into this season? I know the Eagles have lost pieces on defense, but I'm more concerned about the offense. I do think you're going to need to change the approach. I do think you're going to need to do things differently. You stay stagnant in the NFL, you're going to go backwards. I mean, that's been proven time and time again. And I think 2023, I think, was a great example where, you know, the Eagles obviously had an incredible year in 2022. They changed coordinators, but I think they essentially thought, okay, we'll be able to do a lot of the same things we did. And for a while that season, it did work. But it's going to catch up to you. Like, it's going to catch up to you. The staffs around the league are too smart. They're going to find a way to, you know, adjust the things that you're doing. And I think the Eagles are going to need to operate differently this year. I think they're going to need to throw the ball more. I'll say this. I feel a lot better about the Eagles being able to do that after the way Jalen Hurts played in the conference championship game and the way he played in the Super Bowl. But to do it every week throughout the course of the season is a different thing. And I think Jalen is going to need to at least prove he can do that on a weekly basis. I think that he can, but can I be fully confident when we haven't really seen the Eagles operate that way? No, even in 2022, that was a very run-based attack. They threw the ball more than they did last year. Last year was to an extreme degree, but they're going to need to throw the ball more next year without question. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on the Phillies, what do you think they need most heading into the deadline? I think they need a bat at all costs. And bottom line is this, if you don't go out and get a real impact bat, your season is over. Like, that's how I put it simply. And I wish it wasn't that way, but I look at this offense, man, they're nowhere close to good enough. And we saw it the second half of last year. We saw it in that series against the Mets. And all these guys are even older now. All these guys, I think for the most part, Trey Turner excluded and Kyle Schwarber is obviously having a great year from a power perspective. Nobody else has been as good as they were last year. So I think you need to add, and this team just needs some life. Like, they just need an infusion. And sometimes a midseason addition can do that. And I don't think Dave Dombrowski's put enough stock into that the last couple years. It's just sometimes a big move to shake things up, even if it costs you, it can energize a clubhouse. And I do feel like this clubhouse has gotten a little bit stagnant. And just when you have the same mix in there year after year, I do think sometimes you need an infusion, whether that comes from the minor leagues, whether that comes from a player at the trade deadline. And I feel like the Phils need a big move. I feel like they need a big splash. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Next question today, give me something you're tired of, because I threw out Pat McAfee earlier. Pat McAfee, who was doing home run derby coverage last night. We have Pat McAfee on College Game Day. He's on ESPN all the time talking football. I don't need him as part of the home run derby coverage. And it seems like McAfee's getting a little defensive on social media, by the way. I don't think I'm the only person who has kind of called this out. But just too much, a little overexposure for Pat McAfee. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. I'll have the Mount Rushmore in a second here. But I did need to mention something else, just with the All-Star game coming up tonight that I think is weird. Why do we need a red carpet at the MLB All-Star game? Like, is this another thing where I'm just being a hater for no reason? I called out Rooker earlier, feeding the baby during the Derby. I think that was a very look-at-me, Louie move. Just unnecessary. Why do we need a red carpet for the All-Stars to enter the ballpark?
Guys got to get their fits off.
I mean,
that's all I got. I don't know.
Seems pretty unnecessary to me. I don't know.
It's just more, I'm sure they sell
tickets. Am I the only one who's bothered by this?
I think so, probably. I mean, I know there's a red carpet for the NFL draft, but that's, you know, the biggest night of some of these guys' lives, so it makes sense. But for the All-Star game, I can't think of...
Like, you need a red carpet just so you can see Skeens and Livy Dunn arrive to the ballpark?
You think it's just for those two? Is
this a new thing? Did this start last year? Because it might just be for Livy Dunn.
I know they had it last year, because I remember Harper, because it was in Texas. It was at the Rangers' awful stadium.
Well, yeah, he had all the Phillies there last year.
Yeah, Harper had the cowboy hat on. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, that was another look-at-me move.
He panders any chance he gets. He's the pander king. You got to appreciate that about him. But honestly, it might be a new thing. I can't remember it happening prior to last year.
It's just stupid to me. Like, what do you need a red carpet for the All-Star game?
They show it on TV? Like, I don't...
Yeah, who's...
I don't know.
Like, and I don't want to, insult anybody, but I'm going to go on to insult people.
There we go.
If you are sitting at home right now watching a Major League Baseball All-Star game red carpet show, you need to get a life, man. And you need to get outside, and you need to do anything different. Because if you're revolving your day around watching, you know, the Schwarber family arrive at the red carpet, I mean, just go do something else, man. I mean, seriously.
Some people
anything
are into
else.
The suits.
Get outside. Go for a walk. I mean, you don't need to be sitting at home watching, you know, Byron Buxton arrive with the family at the red carpet.
Is it right now?
I think so. I think I'm seeing clips on the timeline right now. It seems unnecessary.
I got to see Schwarber, see what he rolled up in.
Yeah.
See, now I'm interested. Now I like it.
You're interested in what the Schwarber family is wearing on the red carpet?
I just love Kyle Schwarber.
Okay, there you go. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But now it is time for today's Mount Rushmore.
It's Tom Kelly.
Mount Rushmore.
And my Mount Rushmore today, and this is off what they were talking about with the Midday Show, where they're doing a quarter century week on the Midday Show. Now, I did my version of quarter century week a couple months ago when we selected the all quarter century team for all the sports and also the bum team, which was much more fun to put together. If you listen in the evenings, you know. But today they were talking about the top five Eagles over the last quarter century. So I narrowed it down to four, and I'm going to give you my Mount Rushmore of the Eagles over the last quarter century, with us being 25 years into this thing. And my Mount Rushmore of Eagles this century goes like this. Number one, Brian Dawkins. Brian Dawkins on the Mount Rushmore. He's in the George Washington slot there. Number two, I'm going with Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham, stalwart of the organization over the course of 15 years, major part of the team, major part of two championship teams, made the biggest play in Eagles history. Brandon Graham's number two. Number three, Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson, 2013 first-round pick. Obviously, an incredible career here. The leader of that offensive line over the course of those years and still playing at an extremely high level. Like, Lane Johnson, I think at this point he still looks like he could play another 3 to 5 years. So he's third. Now, number four, and this is not a Jalen Hurts hate pick here, but I'm going with Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb is fourth on my list because Donovan McNabb is the best quarterback in Eagles history as I see it. Now, Jalen Hurts has obviously won a Super Bowl. Donovan McNabb, though, you had to be around in that time period. The Eagles hadn't had a quarterback for, I mean, my entire lifetime to that point. It was the revolving door of Coy Detmer and Bobby Hoying and Rodney Peete, all those guys. Donovan McNabb stabilized the organization. I think he is the most underappreciated athlete in Eagles history, or and maybe in Philadelphia sports history, to be honest with you. Donovan McNabb, fourth on my Mount Rushmore, not Jalen Hurts. What do you think of that pick, Luke?
You can't put Donovan there.
Why not?
Why can't
I put Donovan there? Donovan was a better player.
You can't put that. Honestly,
he's a better player. He's a better quarterback.
The first person, I didn't even think of, oh, Jalen's going to be number four here. I thought it was going to be Kelsey.
No.
I thought it was going to be Kelsey.
Kelsey
first
missed the cut.
First ballot Hall of Famer. Seven-time Pro Bowler, six-time first-team All-Pro.
Yeah.
I agree with Dawkins and Lane. I think BG should be on everyone's Mount Rushmores, Mount Rushfours, just because, I mean, the longest tenured Eagle we've had in a while. He's right there with Lane and Kelsey, but you can't have Donovan on there.
I can have Donovan on there. No, Donovan
was great.
For the organization changing. The organization needed relevance. The Eagles were an irrelevant franchise before they drafted Donovan McNabb. He was a great quarterback here for 10 years. Did he win a Super Bowl? No, but he was still an incredible player here, and he doesn't get appreciated the way he should, so I'm going to appreciate him by putting him on my Mount Rushmore of Eagles players over the last 25 years.
All right, I'm just saying, we're living in the current golden age of Eagles football right now, and I'm not even counting the first Super Bowl that we won. Just on this mini run of the last 3 to 4 years of winning seasons and being in the playoffs, this is the golden era of Eagles football. And if you want to go back to that Super Bowl team, you just have to load the Mount Rushmore with guys from that Super Bowl team, plus Brian Dawkins, just because it's Brian Dawkins.
But here's my argument. This golden era of Eagles football doesn't happen without that era of Eagles football. Like, we are still feeling the effects of the Andy Reid era now. You know who was an intern? You know who was the understudy to Joe Banner during that time period? A young Howie Roseman, who learned everything he knows about this business from that era of Eagles football. From Joe Banner, from Andy Reid, Jeffrey Lurie, they're still feeling the effects of that now.
Who is better at their position all time, Jason Kelce or Donovan McNabb?
At their position all time, they're just much better quarterbacks than centers.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Like, I would say Kelce probably, but Donovan McNabb, man, was incredible. Like, he was a quarterback. He was a quarterback here for 10 years. He went to 5 conference championship games. You know how hard that is to do?
He won one of them. I think you also have to factor in that Kelce was here for his entire career. He was a lifelong Eagle. McNabb had the weird Redskins and Vikings
thing. He got traded there. What was he supposed to do? They traded him.
He
didn't leave on his own volition.
What is he going to
leave on his own?
So then he's going to be here and just stink for the last couple of years. So if he's here and he stinks for the last couple of years, would you still have him on your Mount Rushmore?
He was here for 10 years. Yeah, after quarterback, they get old. What are you going to do? It's not his fault he stunk at the end of his career.
I mean, whose fault is it?
Maybe it was partially his fault. But I'll throw it at the audience. Is it wrong for me to have Donovan McNabb on my Mount Rushmore of Eagles over the last 25 years? I will die on this hill. I will absolutely
die on this. I know you're a McNabb guy, too.
I'm a huge McNabb guy. I feel so bad for Donovan McNabb because he is woefully underappreciated. And the way things have played out, like Nick Foles winning a Super Bowl and now Jalen winning a Super Bowl, Donovan will never be appreciated now. Like, I thought maybe there would be a day where we'd look back as a city and understand how poorly we treated this guy for a long time. Because for people who think we're hard on Jalen Hurts now, you should have listened to WIP in the early 2000s when Donovan was winning 12, 13 games every year and people acted like he was dreadful. People acted like he was Bobby Hoying. And he was the third best quarterback in football behind Brady and Peyton Manning. And now he's never going to get appreciated. He's going to be the butt of every joke. Oh, he threw up in the Super Bowl, this stuff. And it's unfair. And I'll stick up for him forever.
I can respect that, but
it's my guy.
Just the bias showing with McNabb on the Mount Rushmore.
Best quarterback in Eagles history, man. I don't know what to tell you.
You have the three obvious ones there, and then you throw in I knew McNabb was coming through. I just wasn't sure if you're actually going to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He deserves it. Best quarterback in Eagles history. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go back to the phones. Oh, he's following me to the afternoon show. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia. TK, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Aaron?
I
thought you were
so
exclusively a midday show caller. What are you doing here today?
I had so much fun with you last week that I figured I had to throw my support the TK way and giving you a call. And then, hey, how about Luke, huh? You want to talk about the ultimate voice that doesn't match the body? I thought on YouTube I would be like Andre the Giant, and he's just a kid.
Well, he's tall. I mean, he's not hefty, but he's a tall guy.
Thanks, Aaron.
Well, I tell you what, he has got the ultimate radio voice, and Luke, my friend, you're going places, kid.
There you go.
Appreciate it,
Aaron.
He is
going places. What's going on, Aaron?
So, as far as the Eagles, we've got a coach that back in 2022 took a bunch of 300-pound men and convinced them to follow him with a flower analogy. And not only did they follow him through the regular season, but they followed him to not one, but two Super Bowls. We had an MVP, Super Bowl MVP quarterback, Super Bowl champion quarterback. We have a running back that had arguably the greatest season of any running back in NFL history. The only team we need to fear in the NFC is the Philadelphia Eagles, because if the Philadelphia Eagles play their game, there's nobody that's going to beat us.
Well, that would be the hope, Aaron, but I know we'll look at the team now, and we look at the roster, and we think, oh, yeah, they're the best team, everything's going to be great. we know going into the season, it never plays out the way you think it's going to. Like, there are going to be teams out there that are better than you expect.
And TK, before you let me go, I got to give you my what I'm tired of. But real quick, everybody out there has to set their expectations. We have to realize that there's no more preseason, right? The first four games of the season are going to be preseason games. They're going to try different things. They're going to experiment. And then come week five, they'll have their offense set, and they're just going to do nothing but cook all the way to the Super Bowl again. Okay?
Well, yeah, and every team deals with that, Aaron. I mean, nobody really plays their guys in the preseason anymore. So I actually agree with you. The beginning of the season is a little more of a feeling out period than it used to be. What are
and
you tired
for?
What are you tired of,
who
Aaron?
Who I'm tired of? You know, this guy's calls get weaker and weaker, and I'm actually getting to the point where I'm actually starting to feel sorry for him. But it's none other than Cowboy / Stewardess Jim.
Cowboy Jim, there you go, Aaron. I appreciate the call. Yeah, Aaron and Cowboy Jim both have they have a little rivalry. I mean, they both stink. Like, let's be honest. And Aaron, a frequent midday show caller, I find it. Aaron, I find you a little endearing. I'm not going to lie. I'm warming up to you a little bit, but you can be a little irritating for sure. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Jose. What's up, Jose?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Jose?
Hey, listen. First of all, I'm a big fan of football. Second of all, I'm going to be on Hurst. It's a good quarterback. But he played three games. The three best games he ever played was in the playoff and the Super Bowl. But who took y'all to that ride was Saquon. Took y'all there. Saquon took y'all there to the Super Bowl. Hurst, he's in 8-9, but he's no way better than Joe Burrow. You know that. He's not better than Joe Burrow.
I didn't say he was. Jose, I don't think he's better than Joe Burrow, so I agree with you. Where would you have him on a list, Jose?
At Hurst? I would have him better than Herbert. He's better than Herbert.
Uh huh.
And Daniel, the boy from Washington. I won't put him on the top 10 yet because he only played 1 year. So you have to wait for the second season for him to be there. But he did a hell of a job.
Yeah, I mean,
he did a hell of a job.
And that's the thing, Jose. I think you look at with Jalen Hurts, it's a matter of, you know, valuing the postseason and the regular season. I do think, like, the postseason should be, factored in. I mean, Jalen Hurts, especially in those last two games, was incredible. But, you know, when you look at the whole regular season, I think about 5-6
exactly.
Is right for him.
You just made my point. Regular season, and what were they for Saquon saving y'all? Y'all have been losing a couple of them games.
Well, what team are you a fan of, Jose?
I'm a big Cowboys fan.
All right, well, what are you thinking about your squad going into this year? Confident in Dak?
I'll tell you this. If that don't do nothing this year, he's out. Because anyway, we're doing something this year. We're going to the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
In the first game, we're going to beat y'all. I'm going to tell y'all. It's going to be a big surprise. And I'm going to let the Eagles fan know. Y'all not going back to the Super Bowl.
Jose, that first game is the lock of all locks. The Cowboys are going to get their ass kicked that night. Lock of all locks.
That. All right. Okay. We're going to see about that.
What are you tired of, Jose?
I'm tired of the Eagles fans saying we're going back to the Super Bowl and we got the best team.
Well, that's a bad answer, Jose. I appreciate the call. But, yeah, bad answer. That's the thing. It's hard for me to even summon up hate. I just kind of feel bad for Cowboys fans at this point. Like, there's not the same kind of emotion anymore. Like, when you talk to a Cowboys fan, you can just kind of tell, like, they're, like, beaten down. Like, the years have kind of worn on them, and they just don't have the same kind of juice anymore.
It's all Jerry Jones' fault.
Yeah, what do you have to fall back on? The Super Bowls you won 30 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time ago.
I got a buddy who's a Cowboys fan. He's my age. He's never seen them win a Super Bowl. He missed all the ones in the 90s. He cannot stand Jerry Jones. Every time we talk football, it somehow just turns into a Jerry Jones rant. With him. Like, it gets to the point where Dak is overpaid, they got to trade Dak, and they're never going to re-sign Micah Parsons, they might as well trade CeeDee Lamb. Like, Jerry Jones is the problem for Cowboys fans, and I hope he's their owner and GM forever.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dak's really fallen down on these lists because I mean, Jalen's at number 9. I didn't even hear about where Dak was ranked. Probably 15th or something like that. Yeah, yeah, about middle of the road.
And he's also the highest paid quarterback in the league.
Yeah, he stinks. I mean, that's another thing where you look at Jalen Hurts, and again, I think it's fair to be critical of some of the play in the regular season. The postseason play does matter, and Dak's been awful in the postseason, and Jalen Hurts in the biggest games he has played his best, and that's something you can't take away from him, and that is obviously a huge deal when it comes to looking at quarterback success. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. You want to get on the Eagles. Which side of the ball concerns you more, the offense or the defense heading into next season? Welcome to get in on that. You want to get in on the Phillies deadline, you're welcome to. And also our side topic, next question today. What is something that you were tired of? And if you want to comment on my Eagles Mount Rushmore, you are welcome to. Brian Dawkins, Brandon Graham, Lane Johnson, Donovan McNabb. That is my Mount Rushmore of the Eagles. Oh, I get so fired up hitting my mic in here. Over the last 25 years, you want to get in on that, you are welcome to do that as well. 215-592-9494. I'm Tom Kelly. Coming up next, we need to mention the Sixers. And a report that came out yesterday that was infuriating, yet at the same time, in no way whatsoever surprising. That's coming up. I'm Tom Kelly, in for the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.